This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
It is another great week here in the Sound Deals Warehouse. We are so thrilled to be back. Hello!
Hi, hi, hi! We are your hosts, Max and Ivan.
I am Max, and this week I'm feeling grateful for the fact that I went on a big, nice run.
Oh, nice! And I'm Ivan, and I feel grateful for a whole week of WFH.
Working from home?
No, Warehouse... Fun home.
Warehouse fun home.
Yes, I've been turning the warehouse into what I call a fun home.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Because, you know, the saying, turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say turn a house into a home, but...
that might have been a more appropriate...
No, don't let me, you know, don't let me bend the angle of your conversation. Tell me, where were you...
Well, I've been turning things upside down to make them more fun to live with. So these rusty nails that are poking out.
Nice.
I've been poking them back in.
To where?
The floorboards.
Right,
the floorboards.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, no, because they did poke me.
Right, yeah, but no longer.
No longer. Now who's laughing?
The nails?
I haven't had my tetanus jab and I'm starting to feel a little bit woozy.
Anyway, you've turned your frown upside down and as a result have turned this warehouse house. You've turned a warehouse into a warehome.
I sure have. And I'm thinking of having a warehome warming party.
It's a bit of a shame because warehouse...
It is more commonly known as a house. As a housewarming party. And so I could have said warehouse warming party. But no.
But no longer.
Because it really is a ware home for me.
Are you allowed to just have people around for a party?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not. So that's why I said I'd like to. I'd like to.
Oh, right. But you can't.
But contractually.
Well, it's against the law.
It is. Contractually, I'm not allowed to allow anyone in here, apart from, obviously, you, Max.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't allow me in here. I have my own contract and my own...
Yes.
You know, I've got a badge of clearance. I'm signed in.
Yeah. No, you are. You are. And well, welcome. Welcome, Max.
Thank you. The warehouse is looking... I mean, it's looking big.
Yeah.
And full of products.
It sure is. Shall we delve into those products, Max?
Yeah, let's.
Found mints.
I tell you what, 30 days of living just on found mints were amazing.
I mean, your breath has never smelt sweeter and your tooth looks wonderful. I mean, they're not sugar-free. We should be very, very blunt.
No. They're almost the opposite, in that they're a concentrated sugar.
Yeah.
And they're, I wouldn't say highly addictive, but they're definitely, I need them.
They're highly addictive.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say highly addictive.
No, but I think that's one of the marks of an addict often, unreconstructed.
But I do need it.
Yes, I mean that was, but we see that as an enormous positive because it's really given you a real kind of get up and go, a real purpose. Because uniquely, for Sound Deals, normally Ivan is encouraged to try the product as much as possible. In this occasion, the producers actually actively tried to take it away from Ivan and he didn't take kindly to it.
No, thank you very much. It's in my contract that I have to do every single Sound Deal for 30 days. And that's what I'm going to get out of it.
Give me my mints. You were screaming as the car pulled away. But Ivan very tenaciously was able to shut the car park door, climb onto the bonnet and stamp on it until the mints were given back to him.
Absolutely. Now, FOUND is, of course, an acronym.
Yes.
F-O-U-N-D.
Absolutely.
And that stands for Feline Observation Und, because it's a German company that make it.
Absolutely, yeah. Feline Observation Und Nice Dessert, which is, it's true. It does both of those things. It's a German product. It's a lovely dessert, almost too lovely. And it really does help you observe felines.
Yes, and how does it help you observe felines, I hear you ask? Well, it doesn't let you sleep. It keeps you up at night. You find yourself scrounging through the bins,
just like a cat,
trying to find some more found mints just in case.
Yeah.
And you do find yourself emitting a kind of a pheromone which attracts cats as well. So you become their friends.
Yeah.
You're hanging out at 4 a.m. just in the bins. And I don't know, you observe them. They certainly observe you.
And you have some nice desserts. Ivan was followed at the peak of his intake, which was sort of the 28th, 29th day before the intervention. He was surrounded by a flock of cats, like a kind of Pied Piper of Hamelin, but of the feline community. It was really quite something.
Yes, we were indeed a flock. And that is because I got all the cats to jump off the Sound Deals warehouse roof with me, because I really did feel that I could fly at that point in my 30-day testing experience.
It's absolutely one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. Now, they say that cats always land on their feet. What we learned was about sort of 8 out of 10 cats do land on their feet.
The great thing about cats is that they cannot reach terminal velocity, or the terminal velocity that they reach cannot injure them to a point of death. However, if a cat lands on a floor and a human
lands,
say 5'7", 80 kilos, lands on top of them,
on the cat,
then there is a problem.
A different sort of terminal velocity.
Yes.
Has been reached. But we don't want to undersell the fun sides of the product, which are many. I mean, Ivan said he had some of the best time of his life.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember them now, but at the time, and if you look at the walls and the scratchings where I use my nails.
Yes, or your claws, as you called them, as you insisted on calling them.
You could see here in the Sound Deals warehouse, the word fun scrawled 100 times.
Yeah, 100 times worth of fun. And that's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun to be had. And Found Mints can be yours today for merely £30 a mint.
£30 a mint. Now, that is a fantastic deal. We would pray, and it's rare that we say this, caution in the way that you set up your payment plan for these mints, because Ivan went in all guns blazing. He does pay for the products that he tests.
Oh yeah, it's in the contract,
which I didn't realize until the intervention, that Ivan will not only to ensure a lack of bias, it says in the contract, he's not getting any freebies here. He is very much going all in and purchasing each of these items.
I'm a full buyer for zero bias.
Yes, exactly. Ivan took out a series of credit cards because, I mean, how many mints a day were you on?
Well, by the end,
it was only one on the first day.
Yeah. But by the end, it was, you know, it was a full 50 mints.
50 mints.
An hour.
Yes, you really were getting through them, weren't you? And, you know, for people of means, get involved. There is no upper limit. For other people, there might be. So just have a think before you embark on your Found Mints spree, as opposed to Ivan's approach, which is very much during that journey.
I would just recommend it for everyone. And if you have some, share the love. Come on down to the Sound Deals warehouse.
Okay.
And just
we've said you should probably
mint out together, guys.
You've minted out enough, I think, man. You should probably just give it a rest for a while. At least till you get the veneers.
Cupboard sand.
Ah, yes, the cupboard sand. We absolutely loved the cupboard sand.
Oh, it's just so great.
It's great, it's grainy, and it's great. And it fits in any cupboard, no matter the size.
Yeah. What's amazing is that cupboard sand can be used for almost any cupboard.
Now, almost is an interesting word there, Evan, because you found out the hard way that it wasn't every single cupboard.
No. I've been testing cupboard sand out rigorously.
Of course.
And I have found a couple of cupboards where it's not been welcome.
Right.
Mainly wooden cupboards.
Yes, it really doesn't react well to cupboards that are made of wood.
No, because cupboard sand is a cleaning material.
Yes, it's certainly not a sand.
No, it's a grainy substance. It looks like sand, but must not be touched with bare hands.
No, cupboard sand is all one word and it's a registered trademark.
It is indeed. And it's there for you to clean your cupboards. Because who else out there is so annoyed by how dirty the insides of their cupboards get?
This really gets Ivan's goat. He gets very het up about it.
My God. I mean, I've got all my possessions in a cupboard right now in the Sound Deals warehouse.
He does.
Yeah.
Is that all your possessions?
Yeah, what, that bag?
Yeah. Okay. Great. I mean, maybe we should talk later. Anyway,
And what really gets my goat, as you said, is that the cupboard can get pretty dirty.
Yes, obviously if Anne is using a metal cupboard in a warehouse.
Which is what the cupboard sand is for, by the way. It really makes metal spotless. But because it's so toxic, it really does need to be kept within a confined space. So you throw the sand in there, then you close the doors, and then in the instructions, it does say, if possible, agitate the cupboard, i.e. lift it up and give it a shake about. Now, this can be a two-person job, but it can be a one-person job if you have enough pulleys, which the cupboard sand does come with. It does come with a few pulleys for you to rig a kind of a system of cupboard agitation in your living room or wherever you're living.
And it is very satisfying to do, Ivan told me. I didn't try it out myself, but he said he was here late into the night at the Sound Deals warehouse, just agitating away, making sure that metal industrial warehouse cupboard was nice and clean so that his bag could go back in at the end of a long day.
Now, don't make the mistake that I did and throw the cupboard sand in whilst you have any possessions inside the cupboard, because it really will clean the living daylights out of that.
Wait,
whatever it is.
Did you throw the cupboard sand in whilst your stuff was?
Just a couple of my things.
How much is left?
What I was surprised with, it leaves stainless steel spotless.
Yeah.
But gold wedding rings, it will erode. It will erode. And I'm not sure how it works. But I was just keeping it there for safekeeping.
You might have needed to pop it back on at some point.
But no longer.
But what about those pulleys?
Oh, they are made with tungsten, would you believe?
Amazing.
And a very thick Hessian.
Hessian rope.
Hessian rope, yes. So please keep all of the cupboard sand is kept within a stainless steel box, and the Hessian rope is kept away from it, obviously, when you receive it, because if it gets into contact with anything that isn't stainless steel, it will erode it.
Yes. at Cupboard Sand. When tungsten meets hessian, your cupboard won't be messian anymore.
And please don't use it on wooden cupboards, because it'll just break them.
It will straight up destroy them. Yeah, it just kind of burns, almost burns through.
Brandbassador.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Joining us in the warehouse today, sharing a very special product, we are thrilled to have stand-up comedian Phil Wang. Welcome, Phil.
Hello, Max. Hello, Van. Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we are super excited about your product, which is, of course,
the Liability Orange.
Liability Orange. Wow. What an exciting product.
The Liability Orange. I presume we are all aware of the novel and film Clockwork Orange.
Of course. Absolutely. Classic.
Well, in Clockwork Orange, the gang get about doing all kinds of nasty things to innocent members of the public in the name of a bit of the old ultra-violence, for which they are all liable.
They are liable. Alexander Delarge and his droogs are entirely liable for those acts of ultra-violence. You're so right.
That's right. So this is my book. It's the sequel to Clockwork Orange, and it's Liable Orange, and it's about it sort of eschews the sort of exciting, violent, unpleasant story of Anthony Burgess's dystopian classic. Instead, it's a deep dive into the legal implications of the gang's actions and what ultra-violence gets you.
Of which there are many repercussions, as your exhaustive indexed book shows. I mean, he's up for all sorts of issues, right?
Yes. I mean, he shoves his own friend into a swimming pool. Now, you might think, well, that's one of the lighter scenes in the stories. Oh, no, it's battery. It's still battery. It's not illegal. He is liable for battery. Aquatic battery.
He sure is liable for aquatic battery. That's one of the cover lines of Liability Orange, which lets people know just what they might be in for.
Now, Liability Orange, much like the old encyclopedias of yore, where you would get them in installments and they take up quite a lot of space, there's a lot of liability that needs to be written about, and it's not just one book. I mean, it's a series of books.
It's a huge... How many pages does it run to again, Phil?
The page count is, the first book is 2,300, and that's A. So that's to do with all the liabilities they're liable for, starting with the letter A.
Yes, it is. It's an alphabetized tome, really. It is written in the classic encyclopedia style, isn't it? More than a novel.
Yeah. The book on X is shorter at 800 pages. In their defense, they do commit fewer crimes starting with X.
Although xenophobia is not a great crime.
It's not a great crime, and it's there, and they're liable for it. I think they do a rude accent in imitation of someone at some point.
Absolutely.
I haven't read the book or seen the film in a while, but it feels like something the gang would do.
Well, I mean, you started writing this some time ago, didn't you, Phil?
Yeah. I wrote it right after I watched the movie.
Sure. When it first came out?
No, I'm not old enough for that. I watched it in my teens.
Right.
And I was told this is a classic. It's a movie. It's got Malcolm McDowell, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he's very good in it. And his character's liable for a lot of things. And I was just struck by the legal side of the legal side of the story, the untold legal side.
And finally, that story has been told.
And this is a self-published book series. It's actually handwritten, isn't it?
Yep, it's handwritten. Every copy is handwritten by me.
Oh wow! Every copy.
Every copy.
Wowzers!
It's extra for signed. Because that is a bit more work.
It's another word, yeah.
It's one more word. Well, two, Phil and Wang.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do have to charge for that extra bit of labor. But these are All each one of a kind, handwritten books, again for thousands of pages.
An absolute labor, a labor of love.
It's the Sound Deals promise that I test out every product for 30 days. Now, the product really tested me because I do struggle with books, I must admit.
Yes, I mean, you've got a little Jilly Cooper that you've been trying to kind of battle through for 4 or 5 years now, and you only make it as far as the stables, and then you sort of lose track of the characters and have to go back to the top.
Yeah, quite. So I didn't get through it, but mm-hmm. I really did appreciate the craftsmanship of your pen work.
Appreciate, of course, a word beginning with A.
Yes.
Which is where Ivan is currently.
Yes. And unfortunately, appreciate is not a crime that they're liable for.
No.
Depends what you're appreciative of.
Ah.
If you're appreciative of, say, running a red light, you are liable for that appreciation.
Are you really?
Yeah.
And also, yeah, it is the more minor crimes that you're drawn to, Phil, in this opus. Obviously, Alexander commits a huge amount of ultraviolence, but you seem to almost take a delight in ferreting out the very, very sort of quotidian day-to-day crimes.
I think you call it in the book ultralight violence.
Yes.
That's right. Ultralight violence is still violence, though, and I think that's the negative effect of sensationalizing the more extreme crimes the gang get up to is that we forget about the minor ones, which are still crimes. So part of my book's mission is to highlight those smaller crimes that people kind of forget about because of, you know, the assault and all that drinking milk and the stealing the car. They steal the car, by the way, and that's when they run the red light.
And they appreciate it a little too much. Yeah, no, I mm-hmm. completely agree. Alexander Delarge, this fictional character, should be held accountable, exhaustively accountable for all of his crimes, no matter how large mm-hmm. or small. And even some of the infractions, which aren't criminal, but would still result in damages in a civil situation. And
yes, that could be brought up in small claims court.
Yes.
Now, liability orange can be yours for as little as, I was quite shocked, £5 for the whole series.
Yes, you can get it for as little as £5 for the whole series, or as much as £10,000. It's up to you, really.
It's an innovative pricing structure.
A range of prices.
Yeah, and how do you suggest people choose the price point that works best for them?
Well, I have a feeling people are just going to choose £5.
I mean, yeah.
Because that's the cheapest option.
Yeah.
No. I don't really know what I was hoping for, but...
Well, I mean, you speak a lot of sense. I suppose, you know, we obviously expound the best deals we can to our listeners at home.
Then they're definitely going to go for £5.
It's likely they would go for the five. We'll give you one more open goal. Any reason why people could go for the 10,000? The floor is really yours at this point.
I suppose just the amount of time and paper that has been required of me to write these extremely long books.
Well, no one's disputing that. I mean, it must have taken months, if not years, to write each copy.
Oh yeah, I'm like a Benedictine monk over here. This is my entire life now.
Well, they are very beautifully illuminated manuscripts. We should have said they are.
The first letter of each chapter alone takes days because of all the little frills and birds in there.
Yeah, and the illustrations.
Birds,
yeah,
you know.
Of just kind of disappointed citizens observing these fairly mundane infractions and tutting and shaking their heads and things. But it's...
Yeah, really detailed.
It's gorgeous.
And you make it quite clear that the birds appreciate the ultra-light violence as well. And then there's a subsection. It's actually another series of 12 books about bird infractions and what bird law might be.
That's right. That's tax fraud is the thing with wings. Is the one about birds?
Yes, and feathering your nest. Another of the titles.
Yeah, Yeah, there are two alternate titles. That's for the US release, is Feathering Your Nest, because they need more simple titles over there.
Well, Phil, I mean, we can't thank you enough for sharing this exhaustive and, I mean, eccentric project.
And exhausting.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Thank you so much for the time that you've spent bringing it into the world. Is there if there are some people out there who selfishly can't make the time to read The Liability Orange from cover to cover, is there one take home message from the series that you think people should walk away with?
My one take home message would be that the law applies even in the fictional world, and we forget that at our detriment. And I think authors should feel more responsibility to hold their characters to account for their actions. Because just because they're fictional does not mean they aren't liable.
Completely agree, Oranges. Phil. We couldn't agree more. And finally, what's your next project? What's the next thing you're working on?
My next project is a movie version of The Liability Orange.
Sorry, Phil, I'm afraid two orders have just come through for Liability Orange, which means that you are going to have to be writing for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I better get to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
No problem. The system works. That's the sound deal system in action.
And I can confirm that is £10 coming to you right now.
Is all we've got time for this week at Sound Deals. Before we go, we should let you know that Phil Wang has another more readable book.
Smaller?
Yeah, a lot smaller. It's called Side Splitter. And while sadly it's not available here at Sound Deals,
unfortunately,
we've been told that it is available to buy at quote-unquote real bookshops. So do enjoy that. And he has a stand-up tour as well.
And I'm sure you can ask him to handwrite it, but he is saying it is mainly just available in print formats.
Yeah. And it'll cost you at least £5 if you want that handwritten by Phil.
All right. Well, what an amazing week it's been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been another great week here at the warehouse.
I'm really excited to just spend a bit more time in here. Maybe try and fashion a window out of that hole over there.
Nice.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's sort of the one looking out onto the scrap metal.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I thought of maybe using some of that scrap metal to make a little, you know, windowsill.
Oh.
And then...
kind of ledge you could...
Maybe I could lean on the ledge.
You could lean on the ledge. Could pop your book there.
Do you fancy leaning with me this weekend?
Definitely. Well, this weekend I've got just a water skiing thing, get that ledge out, and then maybe a couple of ledges can lean on it.
Wow, that sounds ideal.
At some point, I do have to run. Yeah, thanks once again, and we will.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh. That's the sound of some recalls, I'm afraid. It's a bit strange.
Okay. We'll quickly rattle through those.
Feline forks.
Feline forks. These were just horrendous. I'm so sorry.
Very, very unethical, it turns out.
Soft to the touch, but appallingly unethical.
Sanity wipes.
There's a difference between sanitary wipes and sanity wipes. And it's a big difference.
The lump tucker.
Ah, yes, the lump tucker. Well, you can't tuck a lump with a lump tucker, unfortunately, but you can complain about it, which is what a lot of you guys did.
Powdered dice.
The powdered dice are being recalled and remade, this time with the dice in question not being made of asbestos.
Limber timber.
Ah, yes, limber timber. What keeps you limber? Not eating MDF, actually.
Yeah.
And sorry, it wasn't timber, it was MDF.
It was MDF.
It was
MDF. A lot of issues there.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxinivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.